The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Yes, we do. We're going to try and stick to that for the most part and do what we do here every Saturday morning for 2 hours from 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. I am your voice of hopefully the outdoors, your voice of memories of days gone by with fishing and hunting trips, bring about those memories. I'm surrounded by memories here in my room with ducks and deer and bears and geese and all that stuff out here in the room. There's plenty of memories here that I can look back and remember each hunt and each event, you know. There's a wood duck from a pond in Pennsylvania. There's the a pintail hen, first wild duck I ever shot in Maryland, and from the Chester River. And there's a beautiful mature mallard with three sprigs, triple curl, springing up into the air from the Susquehanna Flats. And over there's a canvasback from the little chop tank, and a hooded merganser from a pond in Howard County, and a pair of buffleheads also from the little chop tank. And there's a beautiful, beautiful, used to be an old squaw when I shot that one. Now they're long-tailed ducks with a super long sprig from Eastern Bay. And there's a ringneck duck from a pond in Queen Anne's County. Yeah, just a lot of memories and a lot of stuff around here that brings back the memories of hunts going by. The deer on the mantle, you know, that's an 8-point buck with quite a story behind it. The 6-point hanging above my head. One of the second largest deer ever killed, and one of the biggest, believe it or not, is a 6-point. If he had brow tines, he might have made the record book, but maybe not. Anyway, so here we are to present 2 hours of hopefully your respite from the news, the 24/7, 365 news cycle that you see on any of the devices that you have, your TV, your radio. You know, this gives you a welcome relief from all that stuff. We try to stay away from the politics as much as possible. Sometimes there are things in our General Assembly that affect us as hunters, and may or may not talk about some of those things. So. But primarily, this is to talk with you. And the way that works is you simply call our phone number, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680, and engage in conversation. Ask a question, make a comment, tell a story, whatever you'd like to do. We're kind of freewheeling here. The fellow that calls your screens your calls, his name is Aaron, and he will be standing by. And here's a fellow we haven't heard from for a couple of weeks. Let's talk to Glenn from Chestertown. Good morning, Glenn.
Hey, Alan. How you all doing?
I'm good, buddy. How are you doing?
Okay, good.
Good. Been still a couple of weeks.
Still,
been
a couple. Still looking down to the top of the grass.
That's right. That's right. That's the main thing right there, buddy.
Yep.
Yes, indeed. So, haven't heard from you for a couple of weeks. So you've been all right? You've been doing all right?
Yeah. Okay.
I got you. Good. Good, good, good. Nice to hear from you. So, well, the weather was beautiful on Wednesday and Thursday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Thursday turned bad. Tuesday and Wednesday was really nice. Wednesday, I think, was 75 degrees or so. And then all of a sudden there was snow and hail and rain and freezing temperatures overnight. How does that happen?
It's not spring or summer yet. So.
No, neither one. It's in between, isn't it? So, still actually winter. So, anyway, we survived. I think we survived daylight savings time. The change, spring ahead, fall back. I don't know. I don't like it. I'm with those that say leave it the same year round, you know. But some people like...
One year they tried to leave it on the saving time. And
yeah.
Screwed up because I think it was down in Florida or Georgia or something. All the kids, when they was waiting for the school bus, and got hit by the bus.
Uh-huh.
Or got hit by something.
Oh, brother, that's it. Oh, because it was dark in the morning? Yeah.
It was still dark, man.
Yeah. Yeah, things like that can happen. Yeah. So, I talked to my daughter the other day, and she said the grandkids are all messed up with daylight savings time. You know, they're thinking they got another hour to sleep in, and they're getting them up, and it's still dark outside, and oh, man. So, yeah, it can mess you up, no question. But here it is. We're here to stay for a while. So what I don't like is when they change it in the wintertime. You know, the evening hours just get cut right out. It gets dark at 5 o'clock, and, you know, you got to quit hunting and all that stuff. So, yeah, well, such is life, right?
Yeah.
So, all right, my man, well... You have a good week. Anything planned for the week?
I got you.
If anybody's looking for a little place to go today, out there in Blackwater National Wildlife Refuge there at the Visitor Center, they're having the Eagle Fest. So there'll be birds of prey, and there'll be lectures and comments. There'll be a fellow there that hunts with hawks, and you know, there'll be a bald eagle that's part of the program, and stories and questions answered about bald eagles. So it might be a little windy to see a bunch of them out there, but they're there. There's plenty of eagles in Dorchester. So if you have a hankering to run down to National Wildlife Refuge or Blackwater, the Eagle Fest is going on today from 9 to 4. So, grandkids have gone a couple years, and now it's baseball season. So they've got a baseball practice or game today. So, mm-hmm. Don't know if we'll make it down there, but we'll see. We'll see. So, all right, my man. Appreciate you calling in this morning, Glenn.
All right.
You have a good week, okay?
You too.
All right, buddy. 410. 922-6680. Finally, the straight pass regulations were announced, very similar to the proposals that we mentioned here a while back, catch and release season up until the 1st of May, and then you can keep them. And again, the catch and release season has never been a favorite of mine. I've always been opposed to that, but, you know, I don't follow the science like the DNR does. And so we'll have catch and release all the way through the end of April, and then the harvest season begins May 1st and through July 31st, and then the closure is for all of August. All of August through the 31st, and then you can start harvesting them again from September 1st to December 5th. And then toward the end of the year, December 6th through the 31st, catch and release. So the season never really closes. You just got to release them between December 6th and the end of April the following year. Again, not a fan, but that's me. That's me. What are your comments? 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Those regulations are now official. Just thought you'd want to know that the press release came out. So There you are. Just kind of looking to see where that came in on email. Spring stocking is underway. They are stocking a lot of places with a lot of trout, more trout than last year. The season actually comes in on March 28th. It's always the last Saturday of March when it comes in, you know, in earnest for everybody. Some of the areas are still, you're allowed to take, your catch and release areas, you're allowed to take trout right now. So there you are. Let's see. I'll make sure I was correct on those striped bass regulations. Yep. January 1st, April 30th, catch and release. May 1st to July 31st, harvest. August 1 to 31, close. September 1 to December 5, harvest. December 6th through the 31st, catch and release. So, all right, let's talk to Gary in Harford County. Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Well, I'm all right. How about yourself?
I'm good. What's going on?
I had a couple questions I wanted to run up by you there.
All right.
Here down in Baltimore, they have the, I guess they are eliminating a bunch of the deer herds down there.
All right, in some of the parks, yes, they are. Yes, they are.
I was wondering what your take is on that situation, especially from, you know, Baltimore County and all, always trying to limit hunting times and all. And this coming from a guy who I am very reliant on hunting as much as I can during the season.
Right.
And with a large work schedule on top of that, you know, it's kind of like, you know, they're contradicting themselves on, you know, what really needs to be done. I was just curious on your thought.
All right. Are you hunting in Baltimore County?
Not yet, but I do have a area in Woodlawn that I'll be starting up this next.
Okay.
This next year here. But I haven't read exactly where.
It's three of the city parks, and they're going to send in the sharpshooters, the federal sharpshooters. They're not going to hire an independent company to do it. And it works like this. They put out bait. They get the deer coming to the bait. Then they get in the trees, elevated situation, take a suppressed firearm with suppressed ammunition, lethal, of course. And they just start shooting. And when one drops, the other ones don't even notice because they're busy eating. And that's going to be three city parks that don't allow hunting anyway. They're just overpopulated in these parks. And I don't know if they're creating any problems with interaction with people walking their dogs, or, you know, there's a lot of traffic accidents in that area, you know, a vehicle encounters with the deer or not, but these are places that would never normally allow hunting within the city zone. So there you go. I mean, it's not a contradiction to hunting in these areas because you can't do it anyway. Unlike when they did it at Soldier's Delight and took 130 deer out of Soldier's Delight with sharpshooters. I still don't know why they did it, but, you know, they had a managed hunt in there. You could bow hunt in there, and then you could hunt with a firearm in a certain, managed hunt situation. I don't know if they still do that or not. I'd have to look. It's been a while since I've lived over there, but, Soldier's Delight, you know, they basically decimated the deer herd with sharpshooters, and the ones that complained were the hunters, but, you know, the hunters weren't taking the deer out, you know, that needed to be taken out. So we're sometimes our own worst enemy, you know? What I mean by that is we're required, you know, we lease a piece of property from a farmer, right? And the farmer says, we got a lot of does here, fellas. How about helping me out with some does? And they say, yeah, okay, sure. And all they shoot is big bucks. You know, all they want to shoot is bucks. All they want to shoot is bucks. And they don't really help the farmer out. So farmers are starting to get smart. They say, okay, you guys got to take, you know, there's five of you on the lease here. You got to take three does apiece before you can take a buck or something, you know, similar to that. that makes sense from a management standpoint. You can't just focus on, you know, the bucks and say, well, that's why I leased the property. Well, you leased a property from a landowner who's willing to allow you on his property. If he asks you to help him out with deer management because the deer are harming his crops, then listen to him, you know, and keep your lease forever and take more than he asks you to take. Don't just go, wow, I took my three does and now I'm good to go. You know, just take what you can take and the bucks will come. That's all. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, you're talking to a guy who, like I said, when I'm in the woods, I'm looking to stock the freezer. So
right, right.
Majority of what I take is does.
Yeah, well, that's good. You're a rare breed. Yeah.
One other question on the matter. I know this can spark up quite a debate between hunters and all, but I was also came across where they were talking about the meat they're donating, which, you know, I love. But this raises a question to me, too, is they are reliant on the butchers that they are donating the meat to, I guess, keep an eye out for or themselves pay their check for any kind of, like, chronic waste disease.
Right.
I was, like, you know, if I'm kind of a third person standing back in the situation, if CWD was such a big pressing matter, don't you think that would be something that, you know, the day before they donated meat, they would make 100% sure that it wasn't contaminated with this horrible disease?
Well, CWD, you know, has been blown all out of proportion. It really has. They discover a few deer with CWD every year by doing lymph node studies from the deer processors, mostly Baltimore West. I think there was one deer found in Howard County, and, you know, everything else is Allegheny County and a few in Washington County. But, you know, there's a whole big thing on CWD. Of course, they don't want people eating the meat, but the processors are aware of this. If they're an authorized processor to process for CWD, they're already taking the precautions. They're not using any of the spinal tissue. They're not using the brains or anything like that where you're going to find CWD. They're going to make their good cuts on meat, and that would be the least of my worries if I'm donating meat. And by the way, these fellows who shoot these deer do have contracts with local processors. You know, it's a contract deal. It's not like, oh, hey, let's use Bob today, or, you know, hey, Bob's busy, let's go to Fred's place. Bob gets them all, okay? So, and I'm just picking out a name, of course, but there's a contract. There's a contract. And these guys know what they're looking for. So for the most part.
Oh, yeah, no doubt that. It's just I figured especially with it being a government, you know, handled situation that,
right,
you know, they're posting the, you know, CWD, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Thing, you know, they kind of.
Zombie deer.
Verbally put it. Exactly, you know.
Yeah. I'll be honest with you. Everything I think about while deer hunting, CWD is the last thing I think of. It's way down on the list. Way down on the list. So.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate the conversation.
Sure.
Been a long-time listener, and blessed to talk to you, sir.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. You enjoy your day, and look forward to, you know, deer season never stops because we're always buying ammo and camo and any kind of little accessory that we think we need that's going to help us, you know, harvest more deer, bigger deer, and the whole deal. So. I talk to you later. Thanks.
Have a good day, sir.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a little break here. And time for me to tell you about our friends at Backyard Billy's. You know, things are changing. Of course, spring is here. Well, not quite. But this past week demonstrated that, you know, we can get ready to get the backyard cleaned up and, you know, get some new furniture out there. And the best place to do that is head to Backyard Billy's. You know, they got the great tables and chairs and all the stuff you need for your backyard. They've got the sheds and the greenhouses. Get ready to plant your plant your crop, why not plant it inside this year? You know, plant it in a greenhouse and get it started anyway. And they have a beautiful combination of shed and greenhouse, which is pretty nice. So you can store all your stuff in there. And you know, the big stuff like the greenhouses and the sheds and the gym sets, you know, the storage sheds, all that stuff is free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. You know, they'll come and set your shed up on your property and tell you how to get it ready, and they're experts at doing that. So, and don't forget the colorful poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture too, tables and chairs. I mentioned that. There's about 1,000 Anorandak chairs in stock, but in every color and style. And, you know, there's barbecue grills. They've got Big Green Egg. They've got Memphis. And they've got a couple other models in there that you can take a look at. Fire pits and rings and, well, full line of furniture for your inside and your outside. The garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle theme and budget. You know what? I'm just going to mention it here quickly, but Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region, where you can find a great fireplace insert like gas or wood or pellet or even electric or freestanding wood or pellet stove. So stop by Backyard Billy's, Backyard and Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Hearth America has a Facebook page. BackyardBillies.com is the website. They're open 7 days a week, today and tomorrow, too. Route 50 at exit 44B, Evans Avenue, if you're coming from the Bay Bridge. It's you get off the exit and you make the first right on Drummer Drive, and you're right there at Backyard Billy's. So why not stop by? If it's, your backyard's going to look just great when you go in there, and you'll see all that stuff that you can put right there in your backyard on your property. They'll take care of you. The number is 410-827-4500. 827-4500 for Backyard Billy's. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood. Year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Oh, it's my turn. All right. Let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop. They're having their fishing sale. Let's go fishing 10-day sale. Started yesterday, Friday the 13th. It runs through Sunday, March 22nd, that's 10 days. It's a store-wide sale with fishing rods and reels and combos, and all fishing tackle is 10% off. Of course, that excludes bait and licenses. Now, the big deal is, and always has been at Clyde Sale during this time of year, is their premium monofilament at half price. What I'm saying is, if you go in and you find some line that you want to run on your spinning reel, some or bait caster or, you know, whatever, monofilament line, and that's the premium stuff. That'd be from Berkeley or Strand or even Shakespeare. You can save half the money on that. So if you get 100 yards at 4 cents a yard, it's going to cost you 2 cents a yard. How about that? Cheap, cheap, cheap. Bring your empty spools and have Clyde Sport Shop install new line. Now, that does not include the Power Pro, which is braid line. They feature Shakespeare. They feature Shakespeare Ugly Sticks. There's Ugly Stick Lifting Contest. You lift the weight with the Ugly Stick and put your guess on the ticket, and if your closest one wins. Pfluger, another great brand. Penn spinning reels are on sale, featuring the Battle 3 series, and Pfluger spinning reels featuring the President series are also on sale. Kids combos and fishing kits. All rods and reel combos are on sale. And don't forget to take a look at that beautiful lineup of St. Croix fishing rods. Clyde's has live and frozen bait and minnows and fishing tackle for any kind of species, from trout to panfish to bass and snakehead. They have a live, fishing licenses. And for rockfish, of course, they have the circle hooks and the bucktails and the umbrellas and the parachutes. So why not stop by Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, Halethorpe, Baltimore, 21227, just off Beltway exit number 9. That phone number is 410-242-6108. The website is ClydeSportsShop.com, ClydeSportsShop.com. Clyde's been around since 1957 and are open 7 days a week. Why not stop by for the fish and sale? You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can practice your wing shooting and sighting your firearms. And now you can relive a bygone era at the new old-time shooting gallery. Plink away at colorful targets just like the carnival days. Use authentic .22 gallery guns and get the ammo right there. 20 shots for only $10. Tons of fun for the kids or grandkids in a controlled environment. You can compete with friends, book a birthday bachelor, bachelorette party, and have a blast. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station sporting clays range and a firearms range with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays. Inside Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. And Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays, Rifle Range, and brand new old-time shooting gallery. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website, belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Crossing the highway late last night, he shoulda looked left and he shoulda looked right. He didn't see the station wagon car. The skunk got squashed and there you are. You got your dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Stinking to high heaven. See, 'cause you can feel it in your olfactory. You got
It's
that's
dead.
In the middle. That skunk in the middle. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Stinging the high.
All right. Loudon Wainwright III. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. How about that? That's the original version. That's not the cleaned up one, but that's a good one, that's for sure. So what prompted that song? Well, been a lot of dead skunks out there. I'm sure if you're spending any time on the highways in the backcountry, you're smelling them, even if you don't see them, because it's breeding season. That's right, breeding season for skunks and possums and raccoons and all that stuff. So they're all crossing the road, and some of them are getting squashed, that's for sure. So I don't find a skunk odor offensive, to be honest with you. I kind of think it's musky, pleasant, and never been sprayed by one. But if up close and personal, yeah, probably not as intriguing. But driving by on the roadway, don't mind it at all. Do not mind it at all. So that being said, a lot of animals are out there, so be careful. Just be careful as you drive. You don't want to run over a skunk. They can leave a lasting impression on your vehicle. When the car wash doesn't take it off, it just takes time to wear it off. Word of caution. So I got home last night, and I happened to look across the street, and there was something in the yard over there moving around at my neighbor's house. Something I'd never seen in the neighborhood before. And here comes a big old possum out of around the corner of the house. I'm like, well, that's pretty cool. I've never seen one of those before in the area. So that was kind of a lasting wildlife impression as I got home last night. Excuse me. Whew. Excuse me. We had a good time at the Maryland Bowhunter Society last Saturday. We had, we measured, I think, 16 deer, something like that. Most of them made the record book. We had a couple that did not make it, and that was too bad. The biggest one was a found deer, picked up deer from Talbot County that was brought in. The gross score was 199 inches for a non-typical, and we do have a category for people who find deer. You know, when you're shed hunting, you come across a carcass, and you collect a skull with the antlers on it. That's a picked up. It qualifies for the record book if it's the same as a firearms kill, like 140 inches for a typical and 160 inches for a non-typical. We had that. That was pretty cool. We also had a shed off the largest deer taken on the East Coast in many, many years, and that was the Crutchfield buck, state record non-typical taken by a hunter. Someone brought in a shed from southern Maryland, and we measured that up. The one side of the antler, without the skull or anything else, was 105 inches. That is immense. That is absolutely immense. The shed was probably bigger than the rack that the animal was harvested with. So you figure 200. If the other side's anywhere close, that's 210 inches, and then, you put a spread in there. Whew, could be amazing. Could very well be amazing. So, but the animal was harvested and is the state record. William Crutchfield killed in southern Maryland a number of years ago. Interviewed Bill Crutchfield. Wrote a story for on that, and it was very interesting meeting the guy. So. Slurping coffee. We got some callers on the line here. Let's see. Francis in Dundalk. Good morning, Francis. How are you?
Yes, this is Francis here.
Hi.
Why I'm proposing to have the menhaden that is being taken out of the Chesapeake Bay, they need to cut their amount taking out by half the amount taking. That's the bait fish for the other fish that are in the Chesapeake Bay.
Yeah, we're well aware of the menhaden. So what are you doing about it?
I propose that they cut the amount in half for what they're taking.
Okay.
Because that's why there's no condition of the fish that is to be in the Chesapeake Bay because there's no bait fish for them to have. And nobody should be taking any fish netting when they're spawning. That's the future fish for your immediate area and for wherever else they migrate to.
Mm-hmm. I agree with
you. No fish should be taken only for food and medical reasons, not to be taken for farm-fed fish somewhere else. That's why the Chesapeake Bay is the way it is today, and if you continue to allow them to take the fish to go feed farm fish somewhere else, why, your Chesapeake Bay fishing is going to continue to dwindle worse than what it is today, and the crabbing and everything else, because everything feeds off of one another in the Chesapeake Bay.
That's true. That's absolutely true. So I'm not...
Whenever they have a foreign country come in, they should pay a royalty of 40% for their take of the fish that is depleting the Chesapeake Bay for the consumer here in our area, even for the rockfish. They should be allowed to catch the rockfish or a fish to feed their family, all the people that live on the shore. They pay extra taxes to have to be on the shore. Uh-huh. Of the tidal water, they should be able to take their fish and feed their family.
Uh-huh. Okay. So you are proposing that we limit or eliminate a commercial fishing for striped bass. Is that what you're saying? Other than somebody catching that fish recreationally to feed their family. Is that what you're saying?
More or less, yes.
Okay. So... How do the striped bass get to market that people like to eat that don't fish for their own fish? How does that work?
They take them to market here in our local area.
Uh-huh.
If they take them to outside the area, then they have to pay a royalty.
Uh-huh. Okay. I don't know how many fish that are harvested here in Maryland go elsewhere. I don't know the answer to that. I mean, we have plenty of market here, plenty of demand for local rockfish right here, and I think that if I'm understanding you, you're against exporting those fish across state lines. Is that what you're saying?
If it's not taken for food or medical reasons.
No, but I mean, what if it is taken for food? What if a Chesapeake Bay waterman gill nets, let's say 5,000 pounds of striped bass. He has a buyer here, usually, and you're saying that they should not go across state lines. Is that what you're saying?
Well, they have to meet the same criteria as the fisherman that is fishing with his fishing pole. They have to have the same criteria for the condition of taking the fish out.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Nobody should be penalized for one and the other allowed to take what they take.
So you're saying that the regulations for commercial watermen should be the same as a recreational angler?
Yes, sir. Everybody should be treated the same.
Okay, so if I'm allowed to go out on a charter boat and I'm allowed to catch one fish between 18 and 24 inches and anything under or over has to be thrown back, then you're saying that the commercial waterman who has a quota, has a daily quota and a monthly and an annual quota, he should be restricted to one fish a day as well? Is that what you're saying? See, right now they're allowed to take fish 18 to 36 inches commercially, which is certainly not the same as a recreational angler.
Correct.
So you're saying make it even across the board?
Yes, sir.
Well, I can tell you this, that the fishery will withstand some commercial fishing, and they're watching that very carefully, and they are modifying the quotas for striped bass, and they are, cutting the quotas for commercial fishermen, but we have to have a seafood market here. Do we not? I mean, or do you just say, well,
yes,
if it lives in the bay, then set the regulations for recreational anglers and the commercial guys have to abide by the same rules?
For the size of the fish.
Oh, I see. Okay.
For the size of the fish.
All right. Well, if you have any political influence, you may certainly bring that up with your elected official and see if they'll propose the legislation for you.
It doesn't seem to be that they want to help other things that aren't of interest to them, even though it's interest of the fishermen to have these regulations.
Uh-huh.
And well, like I say, if they cut the Mayhaven in half down there at the lower Chesapeake Bay, why, that's your bait fish for other fish. That's why we don't have the population of fish and crabs here in the Chesapeake Bay like it used to be back in the early 1940s and 50s and 60s.
Sure, I got you. Well, Francis, I appreciate you weighing in on that subject. Thank you very much.
All right, and hopefully the Chesapeake Bay will respond. And many years back, I mentioned this once before, that whenever the people from Japan came here back in the 60s and 70s, from the fishermen there, they said they could feed the entire population of Japan from the Chesapeake Bay if it's harvested correctly.
Okay.
And when you take the bait fish out, like the Mayhaden, and take them and feed farm fish somewhere else, even out of the state, why, that's depleting the feeding fish for the fish that are in the Chesapeake Bay now.
Uh-huh.
That's why the Chesapeake Bay is so poor condition.
I got it. All right, Francis, thanks for weighing in on that.
All right, hopefully something will be come about on the matter.
You have a great day. Appreciate your call.
You.
All righty. Bye-bye. All right. Well, there's one opinion. There's one opinion. I agree that the Menhaden are over-harvested, no question. The fishery can not withstand this kind of pressure for much longer. However, you know, they have cut the quotas on Menhaden. It's a Canadian company that operates out of the Lower Bay, as Francis said, actually out of Virginia. And the technique is to use a spotter plane to fly over the area of the Lower Bay where they can spot the schools of Menhaden gathered, and then they send the boats out with the purse seines, and they surround the school of Menhaden, and they pull the string tight, and the great purses of nets are filled with Menhaden. And of course the bycatch is probably pretty substantial. I don't know the actual numbers, but I can imagine if you scoop up everything in a net that's in within a school of Menhaden, well, you know. All right. Is what it is. Spurry's Tire Service, welcome back, is a sponsor. Located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, right here in town. I can walk there, by the way. Just got my brakes and tires done, put a set of tires on, and put a whole set of brakes on all the way around. They feature American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as all the top brands. And if that Bridgestone or Firestone is not what works for your truck, well, they'll recommend something else. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any maker model. And here's a great offer from Bridgestone and Firestone. If you purchase four tires during March, you get a $70 mail-in rebate. You could save $100 more when you apply for and you're approved for the Bridgestone Firestone financing. And I took that deal. And I got approved. And all I got to do is send in my receipt. And I will get a $170 rebate from the folks at Bridgestone and Firestone. How about that deal? And you know what? Spurry's Tire Service has any machine for any tire for any machine in your backyard to your barnyard. Fella walked in there the other day and flopped up a garden tractor tire on the counter and said, I need one of these. So, okay. If you own any kind of trailer or an ATV, Spurry's has the tires. Spurry's offers tire repair and full service automotive repair. They can do brakes and oil changes, which I had done as well. They can check, diagnose, and repair your vehicle when that dreaded check engine light comes on. And Spurry's farm service team will travel to your farm. Their 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurry's customers, including my family and me, satisfied for over 30 years. And by the way, if you happen to see Mike Spurry out and about in the shop or anywhere else, tell him you heard about Spurry's Tire Service on the radio. He's a friendly guy. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton at 410-822-7384. Visit the website spurriestire.com. That's 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can practice your wing shooting and sighting your firearms. And now you can relive a bygone era at the new Old Time Shooting Gallery. Plink away at colorful targets just like the carnival days. Use authentic 22 gallery guns and get the ammo right there. 20 shots for only 10 bucks. Tons of fun for the kids or grandkids in a controlled environment. You can compete with friends, book a birthday, bachelor, bachelorette party, and have a blast. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station sporting clays range and a firearms range with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays. Inside Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. And Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays, Rifle Range, and brand new old-time shooting gallery.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood. Year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Why, thank you very much. Hey, you know, I'm asking a question. Do you have a fireplace in your house? used to be beautiful. We used to use it, used to fill it, you know, fill the wood box with wood and start that thing up. But now that you're a little older, you don't really want that hassle. So you just don't use it anymore. Well, we had one. So what we did when we remodeled this room was we decided to put a gas fireplace insert into that empty firebox. And we traveled around from place to place in Maryland and Delaware, and I think even Pennsylvania, looking for the right dealer. And almost made a deal with one and didn't like the service and, you know, the way we were treated at some of the others. And so we just kept looking. Wound up at Backyard Billy's, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Someone told us about it. We got great service. We got great a great greeting from good qualified people who knew the product and were very friendly. And we got a good price. So we've selected an EX35 gas fireplace insert. So we've got gas here in the house. And so I sit here and touch the remote if I want the fireplace to come on. And if I want it to go off, I touch the remote as well. So you know what? It's simple. I just sit here and push buttons and the fire comes up and goes down, heats the room up. And, you know, it's fantastic. The heat is great. The appearance is beautiful. The framing and, the stonework and all that. And Hearth America at Backyard Billy's helped with all that. So if you need to fill that empty space in your house, consider a gas or electric or wood or even a pellet fireplace insert for your home. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro and Regency and other top brands. And you could get there by going to right off Route 50, Route 50 to exit 44B, coming from the bridge. That's Evans Avenue. BackyardBillys.com is a website. Hearth America has a Facebook page, or you can just give them a call. 410-827-4500, 827-4500. Hey, our temperatures this week, really, you know, that helped convince some people that winter wasn't quite over yet. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. If it's heat you want, they're the fireplace. All right, there's the music. That means that we're coming to the end of the first hour, and that simply means get out, stay safe. Yep. Remember four things: faith, family, friends, and freedom. We'll be back after the news.